Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. My name is Ethan Uslin, and I'm your host and your piano player. That little ragtime gem I just played for you was called The Rag Bag Rag by Harry Lincoln from 1909. The name Harry Lincoln might be familiar to you because I played his Halley's Comet Rag in episode 39. Remember that episode? I got a phone call from a Martian named Gravlox. Well, that was a fun episode. You see, that's what I love about this podcast. You never know what's going to happen around here. Every episode is different. I always play some old-timey songs upon the piano. That's consistent. But aside from that, you never know what you're going to get here. It's like a ragtime rag bag. And that's why I just played Harry Lincoln's Rag Bag Rag. Because this podcast is truly a rag bag. If you look up rag bag in the dictionary, you get the following definition. Definition 1, a bag of scraps. I'm not sure if that applies, but definition 2, a miscellaneous collection of something. That suits this podcast to a T. And you know what? I'm going to change the name of this podcast. Carolina Shout just isn't doing it for me anymore. Let's change the name of the podcast to the Rag Bag Podcast. I apologize to my listeners with Carolina Shout tattoos. You're going to have to get those removed and replaced with rag bag tattoos. Tattoo removal is kind of annoying. I apologize. I had to go through it when I had to remove a planet from my solar system tattoo. Goddamn Pluto. Stupid dwarf planet. What a waste of space. Literally a waste of space. Anyway, for today's episode, I'd like to celebrate the newly christened Rag Bag Podcast with a rag bag of rags about bags. And you know what? I'm going to open up the phone lines and take a request. If you have a song you'd like me to play, I'll play it. But it has to be about a bag, a ragtime song about a bag. So if you can think of a ragtime song about a bag, call in. It can't be The Rag Bag Rag by Harry Lincoln because I just played it. But any other bag rag is fair game. A sack is okay, maybe a satchel, briefcase, any container really. Okay, phone lines are open. Kate, is the ringer on? I didn't hear any calls. Turn the ringer on. Yeah, okay. Phone lines are open. Phone lines are open. I don't like to answer on the first ring. Makes me seem too eager. Okay. Thanks for calling the Rag Bag Podcast, formerly known as the Carolina Shout, but now known as the Rag Bag Podcast.
Hello, Ethan. My name is Frank Burton. I'm the host of a podcast entitled The Ragbag Podcast.
What?
And my podcast has been around since February 2018. I have all the legal rights to the Ragbag Podcast trademark.
No.
I demand that you cease and desist from calling your podcast The Ragbag Podcast.
Can we work something out? Like, mine is the Rag Bag Podcast and yours is the Rag Bag Podcast. We can accent different syllables.
I'll see you in court, Ethan.
No. I think we could settle this out of court. And, you know, I kind of like Carolina Shout. I think it's just fine, actually. And, you know, it's always better to go with your first instinct. That's my motto. So, Frank, why don't we just let bygones be bygones, and maybe you can tell me about your Ragbag Podcast while you're on the line. And from your accent, I would guess that your podcast is about, I don't know, tea, fish and chips, the royal baby, maybe the Spice Girls?
Well, Ethan, that was culturally insensitive, bordering on racism, and no, that's not what the Ragbag Podcast is about. It's a music show. I play lots of different styles. No Spice Girls, unfortunately. Still waiting for them to return my calls, but something for everyone. I also tell stories, and I accidentally insult people, much like yourself, and I interview musicians. It's great.
That sounds delightful, Frank. I think the Carolina Shout podcast listeners might enjoy checking that out. And you're a storyteller, too, is that right?
Well, yes, I am a teller of stories, yes. I have a short story collection available. It's called A History of Sarcasm. And on YouTube, you can check out a story that I told at the Edinburgh Festival for the BBC relating to a condition that I have called non-epileptic attack syndrome. Now, that is complicated, but I can successfully stop myself from having a seizure by doing maths in my head or listing things like listing Al Pacino films, which... sometimes has hilarious consequences.
Yeah, I watched that video where you tell that story, and I liked it a lot, so I hope you do more of those. And before I let you go, this is the Carolina Shout request line, so you got to have a song request. And we're doing a bag theme today, so if you can think of some types of bags, maybe I know a song about those bags.
Bag songs, messenger bag, laptop bag, duffel bag, handbag, mail bag, wind bag, body bag, sleaze bag, dirt bag, colostomy bag,
okay.
Bath
Thank
bag,
you.
Slime bag,
Thank
scum
you.
Bag, douche bag.
Thank you. Great, Frank. I don't have any songs about those kinds of bags. Colostomy bag?
Bean bag. How about bean bag?
Bean bag. Now that's a good family-friendly bag, and I even know a song about that. So I'm going to play the bean bag song.
Excellent.
Frank of the Ragbag Podcast, thank you so much for calling. I wish you the best of success in your ragbag podcasting journey.
Thank you very much.
I worry in a hurry, and it doesn't take me long. Just one boo-hoo, worry is through. Now I'll continue my song. Oh, I'm a bean bag, squishity squashy bean bag, squish, squash, golly oh gosh, how I love you. cause you're a beanbag too. I worry in a hurry, doesn't take me long. Just one boo-hoo and my worry's through. Now I'll continue my song. I'm a beanbag, a squishy, squashy beanbag. Squish, squash, golly, oh gosh, how I love you. Cause you, you're a beanbag too. Okay, so you're probably wondering what that was all about. Well, that was the Beanbag song from 1950 by Milton DeLug, Willie Stein, and Jerry Lester. Jerry Lester was the pioneering host of a popular TV show at the time called Broadway Open House, which was actually the first late-night show ever, paving the way for the modern late-night show format. Broadway Open House had skits, monologues, musical interludes, and improvised banter between the host and the musicians. And it had guests and a live studio audience, just like all the late night shows do today. And the affable host, Jerry Lester, was apparently really into beanbags. He opened each show by saying, "Just call me Beanbag!" And he wore a tie with little beanbags on it, and his fan club was called the Beanbag Club. Of course, he had a beanbag theme song as well, and that's what I just played, the beanbag song. And I hope you enjoyed it. I'm afraid it's too late to join the beanbag club, but on eBay, you can get a vintage Jerry Lester beanbag for $25. It's got his face emblazoned on it, and it says, "I'm a happy beanbag." $25 is a little bit over my monthly beanbag budget, but I'm looking at it right now, and it's a nice beanbag. Kate, come over here. Look at this beanbag. Yeah, it's a really nice beanbag. Damn, that's a nice beanbag. All right, don't pack up your bags yet. I have more bag music for you. I'd like to play now a famous British World War I song called "Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag and Smile, Smile, Smile." I've never heard of a kit bag except in this song, and so I looked it up, and a kit bag is a canvas bag used especially for carrying a soldier's clothes and personal possessions. So there you go. That's a kit bag. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. A very optimistic morale booster. A very pleasant tune to whistle while marching. It's very likable. And "Pack Up Your Old Kit Bag" has a wild story behind it. It was written by two brothers from Wales, George and Felix Powell. They entered the song in a war song contest just as a joke because they thought very little of their song, but it ended up winning first place and catching on big time. Brother George wrote the words, but he didn't really take them to heart. He refused to pack up his kit bag because he was a conscientious objector. Brother Felix, on the other hand, who wrote the music, well, he did pack up his kit bag and he did serve. He went to the front lines as an entertainer. What he saw was that thousands of young men were marching to the trenches, singing his happy song, and a great number of them were not coming back. And this haunted him, and he suffered psychologically. He came home from the war with more troubles than he had started off with. When he was a civilian again, he tried writing more songs, but he never found any more success. Eventually, he had money troubles to add to his woes, and he committed suicide in 1942. The very next year, "Pack Up Your Old Kit Bag and Smile, Smile, Smile" was to become a hit once again for World War II. It was revived, and had Felix still been alive, he would have gotten some big royalty checks, but it was not to be. So that's the sad story behind one of the happiest songs you'll ever hear. Sorry, but here on the Carolina Shout, we sometimes have to show you how the sausage was made. But hey, "Pack Up Your Old Kit Bag" brought comfort to many. I think it was a noble effort. I think for this tune, you're going to want to march around your house and whistle. And I'm going to summon the Ethan Regiment. I have a whole regiment of singing Ethans. They also whistle. Ready, boys?
Sir, yes, sir.
And there go the singing and whistling Ethans, marching off into the sunset. Bless their hearts, such valiant lads. Pack up your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile by George and Felix Powell, with a little Colonel Bogey's march at the end there. I suspect pack up your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile was sung earnestly in the beginning of the war, but as things progressed, I bet its optimism probably wore thin, and it was likely sung in an ironic way. Oh well, what can you do? Let's move on, shall we? We have opened Pandora's bag, and we have unleashed a deluge of bag rags that can no longer be contained. We started the episode with The Rag Bag Rag by Harry Lincoln, and now I'd like to finish the show with A Bag of Rags by W.R. McCandless, William R. McCandless. He was an African-American from Manhattan, Kansas, who traveled the country as a musician and as a music teacher, and he eventually settled down in Port Huron, Michigan. He performed with his band regularly there, and he taught music as well in the public schools. He seemed to have been a very beloved figure in the musical life of Port Huron. The Port Huron Community Band played at his funeral. I don't think they just played anybody's funeral. McCandless was a great musician. His A Bag of Rags from 1912 is really a superb piece of ragtime. Trust me, I've played a lot of rags in my day, and some are better than others. And this is one of the good ones. It's a shame McCandless didn't publish more pieces for us to enjoy today, but I guess he was a busy guy, teaching and doing a lot of performing for the Port Huron natives and the tourists. It's nice to play songs by a composer who had a nice, happy life, who was not plagued by demons, and who did not have a weird beanbag fetish. Here is William R. McCandless's 1912 gem, A Bag of Rags. Mm-hmm. And that, my friend, that was A Bag of Rags by William R. McCandless. All right, let's see what else I have in my rag bag. Ooh, a can of sardines. Well, I'll eat that later. Let's see. Oh, my sunglasses. I've been looking for these all week. What else? Ooh, the credits. The Carolina Shout is produced in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the home of Ethan Uslan and Kate Uslan. Ethan Uslan, who is me, is the piano player and host. Kate Uslan, who is she, is the audio engineer. Thanks to Frank Burton of the Ragbag Podcast. Frank's website is frankburton.co.uk, and you can get hip to his podcasting, short story writing, storytelling, and his book publishing, all on his website there. And how about that regiment of singing and whistling Ethans? They did a great job, and now they're off to sing in the military parade. They don't know that it was canceled. And lastly, thank you, the listener, for listening to this show. Y'all are squishity squashity chiggity chuggity flippity floppity beanbags, and I truly, truly believe that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.